He said, can you write out a check and give my girlfriend $400?
That's not this person.
No.
But his nanny thought he'd make it right.
He said, I know I underpaid you, so my way of helping you out is giving you a $5,000 credit card.
You can put her out now.
Or did he make another wrong move?
That's the girlfriend?
That's my wife, John.
Pregnant wife.
Too late now.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Noah Schmidt is suing the former caretaker for his child, Jacqueline Mendez, for a $5,000 credit card debt.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
This is case number 16 on the calendar, the matter of Schmidt versus Mendez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Schmidt, the defendant used to take care of one of your children who was a special needs child. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many years ago did she take care of that child?
She ended on June of 2014.
How long did she actually serve as caretaker or nanny for that child?
From July 2012 to June of 2014.
And what were you doing during that time?
I'm employed office administrator.
What is your annual salary?
Annual salary is approximately $36,000.
And how much was your annual salary in 2012?
Approximately $36,000.
So you haven't gotten a raise? Okay. And how many people are in your household? You, the child, who else?
Right now I'm married.
No, 2012 to 2014.
2012 to 2014, Your Honor, is just myself and my son. I did have a wife that left in October of 2012, shortly after I got custody of my son in May of 2012.
Prior to you getting custody of the child in May of 2012, who did the child live with?
Prior to that, my son lived with his mother. His mother came across several legal matters, and she actually died in December of 2012.
Was this the first time that you had had custody of the child?
Full custody, yes. I've gone and visited many times.
Okay. So in July, you took on the responsibility of another child on a relatively modest salary.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you needed full-time care for him.
All hours while I was at work.
While you were at work. So you needed full-time care for him while you were at work. And you employed Ms. Mendez.
Yes, Your Honor.
How much did you pay her?
At that time, it was about $200 a week.
I don't want to hear about.
It was $200 a week, Your Honor.
$200 a week. It's about $850 a month, which amounts to approximately one-third of your whole salary.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm asking these questions for a reason. When she was taking care of your son, is what you're telling me, you had a fixed arrangement with her for $200. You pay it by check or cash?
Just paid by cash, Your Honor.
Every week that she worked. So that she made approximately $11,000 a year.
Yes, Your Honor.
This is your lawsuit. You claim at some point after she left your employment, or while she was leaving your employment, you gave her a credit card. That was in 2014. And she used that credit card to its maximum of $5,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's what you're suing her for.
Yes, Your Honor.
So now I'm going to come to you. You worked for Mr. Schmidt from 2012 to 2014.
Yes, Your Honor.
Just as a nanny.
Yes.
Did Mr. Schmidt ever go on any extended trips or journeys?
Yes, he did.
How many times?
Just once for a training for 6 weeks.
And did you stay with the child during that period?
I did. He stayed at my house.
He stayed with you?
Yes.
And who did you live with?
My mother.
Prior to working for Mr. Schmidt, who did you work for?
I was going to school full-time.
For what?
My associate's in child development.
Did you ever get your degree?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. When did you get your degree?
2014, May.
So were you going to school at the time that you were watching him?
Yes, Your Honor.
How were you doing that? How were you managing that?
I was going to school at night.
So this sort of worked out for you?
Yes.
Did Mr. Schmidt pay you $200 a week?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
Did he pay it every week?
For the most part, yes.
When you left, I assume you left for a better paying job now that you had your degree?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you get a better paying job?
Yes, I did.
Great. Tell me about the credit card.
Well, going back to when he left for the 6 weeks for his training, he didn't pay me those 6 weeks. So when he came back, he said, I know.
He didn't pay you at all for those 6 weeks?
No. He left a blank check for the person that had power of attorney for his son, which was my mother. And then at the time, he was with a girlfriend. And so when he was out on his training, he called and he said, you know, can you write out a check and give my girlfriend $400 because she's going to help take care of his son.
So just a second. So he asked your mother to write out a check for his girlfriend?
Yes, it was his personal check that he left at our house blank while he was gone. That check was supposed to be used to pay me and to buy any stuff for his kid while he was gone. But while he was out, he called and said, can you write out the check and give her $600 to the girlfriend that never came to help take care of his son, even when we called her to ask her so I can study sometimes. She never answered.
That's not this person.
No.
That's a different girlfriend.
Yes.
So that the check that he left for your pay was never given to you?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Your Honor.
I know who I am. I know who I am. Let me tell you, Mr. Schmidt, that's too hard a story to make up. Do you understand? I want you to follow me, sir. That's too hard a story to make up. There could be lots of stories that I could poke holes in, but that story is true. That story is true that her mother had power of attorney over your son because she might have been too young. You gave her mother power of attorney over your child, and you left a check that was supposed to be for her, but you had a girlfriend. What was your girlfriend's name at the time?
At that time, it was Kimberly.
Kimberly what? Forgettable. She wouldn't be happy about the fact that you forgot her last name. So you understand what I'm saying to you, Mr. Schmidt. Don't embarrass yourself. That story is true.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm telling you, like, that part is true.
Just a second. Yeah. Just a second. So she says that for the 6 weeks that you were away, you had paid her $200 a week for an 8-hour day when you were working. She was supposed to go to school at night. Then you go away for 6 weeks where she's not working an 8-hour day, but at least a 16-hour day. How much did you pay her?
Your Honor, I don't have a check or anything that I can say, but I will tell you complete and utter truth. I had talked with her at the end, and I said, are we good? And I gave her a certain amount of money. It was several years ago. I do not remember the amount. However, I have had no communication from her whatsoever saying you owe me money.
No.
I would totally, if I ever got one, I would say, all right, I'll pay you back.
Just a second.
Nothing.
Well, that's not her story. You see, she's going to tell me a different story than you are about why you gave her this credit card. Did you get paid when he came back from his trip?
No, Your Honor. When he came back, he said, I know I underpaid you, so my way of helping you out is giving you a $5,000 credit card.
And when was this? You can put her out now.
Probably should have controlled that. Come on.
All right, fine. Bye. Yeah.
That's the girlfriend?
That's my wife, Your Honor.
Pregnant wife.
Now, do you remember what period of time it was that he was away on training?
It was 6 weeks.
I know, but during what year? 2012, 13, 14?
It was the end of 2013, like October, November.
And you didn't leave him until June of 2014?
Correct.
Did you use the credit card?
No, because I consolidated my credit onto that credit card.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I put two of my credit cards that I had onto one, and he was aware of that.
Now, don't tell me what he was aware of. Why don't you just answer my questions? You used that credit card.
Yes.
Which means somebody had to get the bill.
Yes.
In whose name was the credit card?
Both our names.
Oh. Where did the bills go?
We went paperless.
What do you mean, we went paperless?
He was gonna do the payments online.
So you never got a bill?
No.
Somebody got a bill. Somebody got a bill. Who got a bill? Online. I mean, they have to notify somebody online. This credit card is very easy to find out. We have a clerk, they can call the credit card company, they can say whose emails the bill went to, paperless. That's easy. And I have plenty of time because it's early today. So I'm asking you the question, if you went paperless, to whose email address did the bills come? Raise your hand. Oh, good. Well, we'll get the name of the credit card and we will contact them and they will tell us whose email address the payments went to. Do you understand, Ms. Mendez?
Yes, I understand.
Do you understand, Mr. Schmidt?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. Whoever's name and email address those bills went to is responsible for the credit card.
Yes,
Your
Honor.
Do you understand that? Because you said he made arrangements to pay the credit card paperless.
That's his way of paying me back.
Just a second. That's what you said. So that he, Ms. Mendez, would get the bill. Look at me. You can't think faster than I am. I know you think you can think fast, but you can't think faster than I'm thinking. So that he would get the bill, not you. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
They're not going to give you a credit card and send Bird the bill. They're going to send the bill to either one of the two of you. You said you didn't get the bill. He made arrangements for him to get the bill so he could pay it. The credit card company is going to tell us that when we call them. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then you're going to be very embarrassed, you and your mother, if what you just told me isn't true.
Well, we got the bill statement, but he was responsible for
ah! that. So now you get it? Now you get it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you got the bill.
With both our names on it,
you,
yes, Your Honor.
You got the bill on your email account. Just that's a yes or a no.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Yes, sir.
You know, I may think that you have lapses in judgment.
I agree.
Too late now. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm unfair. I'm not unfair.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
And you have the car.
I do.
What does she have?
What do you mean, what does she have?
She got her daughter back and no car.
Yep.
I don't know what you're smoking. I'm smoking nothing.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Noah Schmidt says he co-signed on a credit card for the former caretaker for his child, Jacqueline Mendez. He says the balance of that card is now in collections.
Miss Mendez made a mistake. She wasn't square with me. Got it?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see the final bill from this company.
Yes, Your Honor.
Have you paid the bill?
Yes, Your Honor, I've been paying.
For how long?
I've been paying ever since they notified me in January.
January, February, March.
Yes, Your Honor. So there's three tabs in there. Should be approximately $1,100 and change that I've paid since January. And a lot of those are late fees and interest charges.
I assume that they are. I also assume that you didn't make great payment to her when you came back from 6 weeks holiday. But clearly this was something that she was supposed to pay. She consolidated her debts probably at a lower rate of interest than she was getting on the two other cards. Judgment for the plaintiff, the amount requested, $5,000. We're finished.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Please are excused. You may step out.
I don't think it was fair because he did not pay me for the 6 weeks that he was gone.
Well, I'm happy that we're able to settle the debt.
And he took full responsibility to make the payments on the credit card.
If at any point in time somebody felt like I owed him money.
And when I was notified that he wasn't going to be able to afford to make the payments.
And communicated to me in any way officially that I owed them money, I would have settled that.
I started making the payments and then I just stopped because I wasn't able.
This was altruistically me trying to help somebody else to build a support structure because I have a special needs child.
To do it with the amount he had paid me in the past, so, I mean.
But the fact that you can't produce a single piece of evidence saying that you owed me money kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, it is what it is. If he wants to sit there and say he's not responsible, it's done and over with.
This was all about resolving a financial debt. The financial debt's resolved. I just want to live on with my life.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bruno versus Freeman. Step forward.
Nancy Bruno is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Chad Freeman, for an unpaid loan to buy a car.
Miss Bruno, Mr. Freeman is the former boyfriend of your daughter. I assume this is your daughter.
Correct.
And both your daughter and Mr. Freeman, according to your complaint and according to Mr. Freeman's answer, at one point or another, had a drug problem.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And they never lived with you?
No.
They lived together?
Correct.
In whose house, Mr. Freeman?
Mine, Your Honor.
And while you were living together, were you working?
I was, yes.
She was not?
Correct.
How long did you live together?
Close to a year and a half.
During what period of time of that year and a half did both of you, because there was a time when both of you got sober?
Yes.
Yes.
I've been sober off of methamphetamine since 2006, so haven't touched that stuff in years.
What do you touch?
Me, I just smoke marijuana.
Okay.
I won't lie to you.
You can't lie to me, sir.
Exactly.
I feel it. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
$1,820, which you used to purchase a car.
Yes, for our family.
So you have no family.
Yes, Your Honor, I have six kids.
Not with her.
No.
Miss Bruno nor I give a rat's behind about your six kids.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nancy Bruno is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Chad Freeman, for an unpaid loan to buy a car.
Now, I won't give you a whole discussion about slippery slope. If you've had a real problem, that could be a problem.
Right, I understand.
You know, your, what do they call, sponsor would probably tell you that probably is not a wise thing to do.
No, it's not.
Right.
I know.
Okay. In any event, that's not what we're here for, but I just thought I'd take this opportunity because otherwise the case is not very interesting. Sorry. The plaintiff gave you money to buy a car.
Correct.
How much?
$2,000.
How much?
$2,000.
And it was during the time that you and her daughter were living together.
Correct.
What month and year did she give you $2,000?
That would be 2017, July, I believe.
And in what month and year did you and the plaintiff's daughter cease to be a couple?
Right before December, but I could be wrong, Your Honor.
So you were together about 5 months after you got the car.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you bought the car?
Yes.
And you have the car?
I do.
And you don't have the girl?
I do not.
What does she have?
What do you mean, what does she have?
She got her daughter back.
Mm-hmm.
And no car.
Yep.
I don't know what you're smoking. I'm smoking nothing. So that doesn't do it for me.
Right.
In the realm of justice.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
How much of the $2,000 did you give her back?
I don't think I've given her anything, honestly, Your Honor.
You don't think?
I don't recall. I do not recall, personally.
Clarity of the mind is really important, Mr. Freeman.
Yes, I do not recall giving her any money.
Did he give you any money back?
Yes, he gave me $180 back.
When did he give you $180 back?
Back in August, he gave me $100, and then in September, he gave me $80.
That means you still owe $1,820.
Correct.
You had the girl
yep.
and the car.
Yes, Your Honor.
You got rid of the girl, and you kept the car.
Well, it wasn't my choice to get rid of her, but I kind of had to, but yes.
Well,
I'd have much rather kept the girl and got rid of the car, honestly.
Well, you could have given back the car. What is is not an answer.
No,
you could
it's
have
not.
Given back the car. She's not related to you.
No.
She's not your mother, father, sister, cousin, aunt.
I never borrowed money from her.
So why don't you give her the car? Then she can sell it.
Because I don't feel that I owe her any money.
Just a second. I'm asking you a question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Right now, you're not in a relationship with her daughter.
Correct.
You don't know, other than being in a relationship with her daughter, she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall. She probably never wants to see you again. She's out $1,820, which you used to purchase a car.
Yes, for our family.
So you have no family.
Yes, Your Honor. I have six kids.
Just a second. Not with her.
No.
So what does she care about? Your six kids.
No.
Miss Bruno nor I give a rat's behind about your six kids.
Okay.
And if I had six kids and if I had a severe drug problem, I wouldn't start down a slippery slope again if I wanted to be responsible. So either you give her $1,820 or you give her back the car. What's your pleasure? What's your pleasure? You have two choices. There's not a third door in this scenario.
The money, Your Honor.
$1,820. Thank you very much. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, that's the problem. He doesn't have any money to pay me back.
Her daughter lived with me for a year and a half and didn't pay a thing, so.
He kept telling me he needed to get a job and he was going to go to work and everything else. And
who's
going to
sue their own damn kid?
That he had to get on his feet and everything, so he wasn't able to do that, so I just.
But it is what it is, and, you know, can't be mad. Judge made her choice.
Said after almost a year of waiting, I had enough.
If you borrow, make sure you can pay it back, but, you know.
The bank is closed.
Problem is, if you don't borrow it, why do you have to pay it back?